Message number 6. Christ as the one who has all authority in heaven and on earth. 1. We need to have the definition of authority. A. The best definition of authority is the power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience, often stemming from a position of power or expertise. B. In the Bible, authority is the moral right to exercise power, which is ultimately derived from and originates with God. Roman numeral number 2. God is the supreme authority. He has all authority. Romans 9:21. Or does not the potter have authority over the clay to make out of the same lump one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? A. God's authority represents God himself. God's power represents only God's works. B. God's authority is actually God himself. Authority issues out of from God's own being. Revelation 22:1. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. C. All authority, spiritual, positional, and governmental, derives from God. D. When we touch God's authority, we touch God himself. 1. Meeting God's authority is the same as meeting God. 2. Offending God's authority is the same as offending God himself. E. In our relationship with God, nothing is more important than touching authority. F. Knowing authority is an inward revelation rather than an outward teaching. G. Only God is the direct authority to man. All other authorities are indirect authorities, delegated authorities, deputy authorities appointed by God. 1. Only when we meet God's authority can we submit to the delegated authorities whom God appoints. 2. God requires that we submit not only to him, but to all the delegated authorities. Hebrews 13:17. Obey the ones leading you and submit to them, for they watch over your souls as those who will render an account. 1 Peter 5:5. In like manner, younger men, be subject to elders, and all of you gird yourselves with humility toward one another, because God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. 3. Those who do not submit to God's indirect authority cannot submit to God's direct authority. 4. God wants us to submit to indirect authority, delegated authorities, so that we may receive spiritual supply. H. We all must meet authority, be restricted by God, and be led by his delegated authority. Roman numeral number 3. There are 3 great principles in the universe: God's authority and Satan's rebellion. The unique controversy between God and Satan concerns authority. A. Rebellion is the denial of God's authority and the rejection of God's rule. 1. Satan was originally an archangel created by God, but due to his pride, he uplifted himself, violated God's sovereignty, rebelled against God, became God's adversary, and established his own kingdom. 2. When man sinned, he rebelled against God and denied God's authority, and he rejected God's rule. At Babel, men rebelled collectively against God to abolish God's authority from the earth. B. Although Satan rebelled against God's authority, and although man violates his authority by rebelling against him, God will not let this rebellion continue. He will establish his kingdom on the earth. C. The center of dispute in the universe relates to who has authority. Revelation 4:2. Immediately I was in spirit, and behold, there was a throne set in heaven, and upon the throne there was one sitting. 1. We must contend with Satan by asserting that the authority is with God. 2. We need to set ourselves to submit to God's authority and uphold God's authority. Matthew 11:25. At that time Jesus answered and said, I extol you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. D. The sin of rebellion is more serious than any other kind of sin.
Roman numeral number 4. A person who represents God with authority. A deputy authority must have the following qualifications. A. He must submit to authority. Matthew 8:9. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it. B. He must realize that in himself he has no authority. C. He must know God's will. D. He must be one who denies the self. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. E. He must be one with the Lord and living constant and intimate fellowship with the Lord. F. He must not be subjective and must not act according to his own feeling. G. He must be kind and gracious in dealing with others. H. He must be a person in resurrection, living in the resurrection life of Christ. I. He must take a lowly place before God. J. He must be able to bear offenses. K. He must have a consciousness of his inability and unsuitability. L. He must be one who represents God properly. Roman numeral 5. The most important prayer and the most spiritual prayer is the prayer of authority. Mark 11:23. Truly I say to you that whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says happens, he will have it. 24. For this reason I say to you, all things that you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and you will have them. 8. The prayer of authority is a command based on authority. 1. The prayer of authority is a commanding prayer. 2. If we wish to have weighty and valuable prayers before God, we need to be able to give out some authoritative commands before God. B. The prayer of authority has two aspects, binding and loosing. 1. Ordinary prayers are prayers that ask God to bind and loose. 2. Prayer with authority are those in which we bind and loose by exercising authority. C. Praying with authority is praying the prayer of Mark 11:20-24, a prayer that is directed not to God but to this mountain. 1. A prayer with authority does not ask God to do something, rather, it exercises God's authority and applies this authority to deal with problems and things that ought to be removed. 2. A prayer with authority is not asking God directly, rather, it is dealing with problems by directly applying God's authority. 3. The most important work of the overcomers is to bring the authority of the throne to earth. If we want to be an overcomer, we must learn to pray with authority and speak to the mountain. D. When the church prays with authority, it rules over Hades. 1. The church has the authority to rule over every satanic thing. 2. The church should subdue all the activities of the evil spirit by means of prayer and should exercise dominion through prayer. E. If we would pray the prayer of authority, we must first submit to God's authority ourselves. Unless we submit to God's authority with respect to his position and submit to His authority in our daily living and in all practical matters, we cannot pray with authority. If the prayer of authority has heaven as its starting point and earth as its destination, Ephesians 1:22, and He subjected all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church. 23. Which is His body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. 1. A prayer with authority is prayed from heaven to earth. It begins from a heavenly position and goes downward from heaven to earth. 2. To pray downward is to stand in the position that Christ has given us in the heavenlies to command Satan with authority and reject all his works and to proclaim with authority that all of God's commands should be accomplished. G. The position of prayer is ascension, and the authority of prayer is also ascension. All prayers in ascension are prayers of authority. 1. The prayer of authority is the prayer by one who is able to give out commands by standing in the position of ascension. 2. If we are in the position of ascension, our prayer will be equal to God's administration. It will be the executing of His commands. 8. When we come to the point where we have the heavenly position and the heavenly authority and are thus able to utter false authoritative prayers, we are on the throne, reigning with the Lord. 1. At this time, our prayer is not only an authoritative prayer, but also a reigning prayer, and our prayer becomes God's administration, the execution of God's rule. 2. If we are willing to learn, we will arrive at a place where we can utter such prayers for the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose. Testimony. I feel it is necessary to recognize our respective positions within the body of Christ and to submit to and serve one another in the church life. In fellowship of service, even when opinions differ, I am practicing opening myself to fellowship with the members of the body, especially those brothers who serve in leadership roles. Acknowledging my shortcomings and training myself to deny myself, I often find myself thinking, I obey God, but I can't accept that leader or decision. However, those who do not submit to the authority established by God cannot submit to God. I sometimes find myself zoning out during fellowship with brothers and sisters, failing to exercise my spirit or getting impatient and irritable when their ideas don't align with my own concept. Through the help of the brothers and sisters in the front, I was made aware of this. When I called upon the Lord's name, confessed my sins, denied myself, accepted the authority before me as training from God, and began to submit, I felt peace return within me and experienced the abundant flow of spiritual supply. O Lord Jesus, expose me, Father, that I am rebelling against authority. Train me to be obedient, and let the river of the water of life flow abundantly within me. Revelation 22:1, a river of water of life proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.